Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, consider subscribing or leaving a comment. We welcome any feedback, and we upload every week. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Eva Braun is a name that really stands on its own in the history books. She wasn't a politician, she didn't shape policy, but she was, for many years, Adolf Hitler's partner, and briefly, his wife. Today, we take a closer look at the life of Eva Braun, her background, her relationship with Hitler, and her place in history. Eva Braun was born on February 6, 1912, in Munich, Germany. Her father, Friedrich Braun, was a schoolteacher, and her mother, Franziska, was a seamstress. Eva grew up in a relatively ordinary, middle-class household. She attended Catholic school and was described by classmates as cheerful and friendly, although not particularly academic. After finishing her schooling, Eva worked as a sales assistant and an office clerk. By the age of 17, she had taken a position as an assistant and model in the photography studio of Heinrich Hoffmann, who would later become Hitler's personal photographer. It was through Hoffmann's studio that Eva Braun met Hitler for the first time in 1929. Eva was 17, Hitler was 40, and already well known in Germany as the leader of the Nazi Party. The exact details of their early relationship are unclear, but it's widely accepted that the two became romantically involved within a year or two of meeting. Despite the growing closeness between them, Hitler kept the relationship hidden from the public. He believed that projecting an image of total dedication to Germany, unencumbered by family or romance, was politically advantageous. For Eva, this meant a life lived mostly out of sight. She had no official role in the Nazi Party and did not attend public functions and was rarely seen in photographs with Hitler. For many years, even members of Hitler's inner circle knew little about her personal relationship with him. Eva Braun spent much of her adult life in a unique and isolating position. She had access to power, wealth, and privilege, but few of the responsibilities or recognition that came with it. She lived for long periods at the Berghof, Hitler's private retreat in the Bavarian Alps, where she enjoyed photography, kept pets, and spent time with a small circle of companions. During this time, she took many color photographs and home movies, some of the only informal images of Hitler and his inner circle, though she rarely appeared in official images herself. Her relationship with Hitler was marked by distance and secrecy. According to accounts from those who knew them, their interactions were generally formal in public, but she was allowed more personal intimacy in private settings. There were periods of strain. In 1932 and again in 1935, Eva reportedly attempted suicide. These incidents are sometimes seen as signs of frustration or emotional instability, but documentation is limited, and much about her private state of mind remains speculative. One of the most debated aspects of Eva Braun's life is the question of how much she knew or understood about the policies and atrocities carried out by the Nazi regime. There is no evidence that she was politically involved or played a role in decision-making. She was not a member of the Nazi Party, and there's no record of her participating in or influencing policy. However, she was not cut off from the reality of the war. She was close to Hitler during the most destructive years of the conflict. She socialized with high-ranking Nazi officials. She lived in comfort, while others across Europe experienced persecution, war, and genocide. Whether this was willful ignorance, passive acceptance, or something else is still debated. Some scholars view her as a largely apolitical individual who chose to ignore the wider implications of her situation. Others argue that remaining silent and loyal in such circumstances carries a form of moral complicity, even if she wasn't directly responsible. What is clear is that Eva Braun enjoyed the benefits of her association with Hitler while taking no public stance on the direction Germany was heading. As the war turned against Germany, Hitler's world began to collapse. By April 1945, Soviet forces were closing in on Berlin. Despite the danger, Eva chose to travel to Berlin and join Hitler in the Führerbunker, the underground complex beneath the Reich Chancellery. She was not forced to go and could have left, but insisted on remaining by his side. On April 29, 1945, in a brief civil ceremony inside the bunker, Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler were married. It was the first time their relationship was formally recognized. She was 33, he was 56. Less than 40 hours later, on April 30th, both took their own lives. Eva is believed to have died by ingesting cyanide. Hitler shot himself shortly after. Their bodies were carried outside, doused with petrol and burned by members of the bunker staff, following Hitler's instructions. Eva Braun had remained loyal to Hitler until the very end. So, how should history remember Eva Braun? She wasn't a policymaker, she wasn't a public figure, but she was deeply connected to one of history's most infamous individuals. Her life was shaped by her choice to be close to Adolf Hitler, whether driven by love, loyalty or other motivations, that decision placed her in the heart of one of the most violent regimes of the 20th century. Some biographies portray her as naive and passive, someone who chose to focus on small personal pleasures while ignoring the wider consequences of the war. Others suggest she knew more than she ever let on, and that her silence was a form of complicity. Because she left behind few written reflections, no memoirs, no interviews, and because much of her life was undocumented, many aspects of Eva Braun's motivations remain unknown. But her story is a reminder of those that are close to power, even in private unofficial roles, are still part of the historical record. Their choices, even if seemingly quiet or personal, exist within broader moral and political contexts. Eva Braun's life questions more than it provide answers. She didn't give speeches, she didn't write political tracts, but she chose to be with Adolf Hitler in private and in death. Understanding her life helps us think about the role of those who live near power but do not wield it. History isn't only made by the figures in uniform or behind podiums. Sometimes it's shaped in quieter spaces behind closed doors and beyond public view.